Welcome to the Eckes Edge series on the Under the Influence podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Eckes, a serial entrepreneur, social media guru, and emerging investor with a keen eye on the business horizon. On this show, we explore the frontier of entrepreneurship and branding, where trends are born and icons are made. In the Pulse of Progress, we explore what it takes to embrace our power and craft our own beat. So tune in, take the lead, and let's venture beyond the ordinary. Where the edge is more than a boundary, it's where we begin. Hey there, and welcome to Eckes Edge, where we're all about dishing out the juiciest, most buzzworthy tips in the business world. If you're a woman entrepreneur making waves or just about to take the plunge, you've lucked out. Today, we're going to dive headfirst into something super crucial and totally empowering: negotiation. Let's face it, negotiation can sometimes feel like you're surfing the biggest wave in our crazy fast, tech-driven business scene in California. But come closer to hear a secret. It's not just about clinching deals or grabbing the shiniest price tag. It's about transforming your dreams into reality, standing your ground, and making sure your voice isn't just heard, but resonates in the boardroom. We've all eyeballed those stats, right? How we, as women in the biz, might hesitate a bit more than our male counterparts in negotiations. But here's the twist. When we do take that leap, we bring a secret formula to the table. It's our superpower of blending empathy with boldness. It's our Sherlock Holmes skills in reading the room and our knack for weaving our personal sagas into our business narratives. Now that's a recipe for success. Whether you're the queen of tech, the guru of fashion, the wellness whisperer, or any other realm, mastering negotiation is like unlocking the ultimate surf tricks. Once you nail it, you're going to be riding high on those business waves like a total boss. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to prep like a seasoned pro, how to ignite your ideas with both passion and precision, and how to turn every negotiation into a golden stepping stone for your next big breakthrough. So buckle up, grab your notebook, and let's turn you into a negotiation ninja. Not only are negotiations important, but they're absolutely vital for your business. They're like the very pulse your business depends on to live. Imagine every chat you have, every email you send, every product you launch, they're all little dances of negotiation. It's so much more than cutting deals. It's about weaving real connections, understanding what makes others tick, and syncing that up with your own rhythm. In this fast-paced digital world, where businesses and trends move quicker than a pop song climbs the charts, being a savvy negotiator is like having your own superpower. It helps guide those conversations, sculpt the outcomes, and sometimes turn what looks like a big old problem into an exciting new opportunity. Now let's talk real about some hurdles we, as women, often face on the negotiation dance floor. Maybe it's feeling like we have to be the perpetual nice one, or dealing with those sneaky biases in the workplace. We've all been there, right? That moment when you're about to name your price but hesitate, or when you feel like you're being tuned out, but here's our rock star move. Rewriting the script. Being assertive doesn't mean turning up your volume to max. Instead, it's being clear and ensuring your voice cuts through the noise. It's all about embracing our special way of seeing the world, our empathy, our instincts about a situation, and our unstoppable drive. We're proving that being understanding and empathetic are powerhouse moves in negotiation. And what about assertiveness and confidence? They're more than just trendy phrases. They're your secret weapons. Know your worth and put it out there. No hesitations. Don't think that confidence means you can never trip up, but it's about learning from every step, popping the right questions, and standing tall with your beliefs. So, as we discover some practical tips and strategies, let's keep this in mind. We are talented, we've earned our place, and we totally got this. Stepping into any negotiation with assertiveness and confidence is like hitting that perfect note. Use it to shape the future of your business, one bold, confident step at a time. Let's hit the waves of negotiation prep and really dial in on what makes you and your biz uniquely awesome. Are you shaking up the LA art world or coding up a storm in Silicon Valley? Pinpoint what makes your venture the shining star in a sky full of satellites. Take a moment to kick back and reflect on your victories and those gnarly challenges you've surfed past. Jot down these epic wins. They're your proof that what you're bringing to the table is as priceless as a vintage California wine. Make sure that in the negotiation room, your voice stands out like the lead singer in a rock band. Now let's talk research. Think of it like getting the full scope of where you're at in your industry's chart. What's the latest from your rivals? How are you playing a different tune? Dive deep into the industry rhythm. Get to know your market like you know your favorite album. This might mean tuning into pricing trends, spotting fresh market vibes, or knowing your competitors' hit and miss tracks. With some killer research, you stride into negotiations like a headliner, backed by facts. Gearing up for negotiations. Having clear goals and non-negotiables is like knowing the lyrics to your song. Figure out what you're aiming for and where you can jam a bit. What are your must-haves? What's your dream set list? Having a clear idea of these helps you navigate negotiations with a sense of direction. With your goals and boundaries set like a playlist, you stay tuned to your business's beat, your vision, and your strategy for topping the charts. Let's jump into the art of effective communication and negotiations, which is kind of like surfing through a gnarly wave tunnel. You need a clear vision of where you're shooting for, but also the flexibility to shimmy and sway as the wave dictates. This means getting straight to the point with what you need to say, but doing it with that sunny Californian charm we all dig. Prepping your talking points? Think of them like your trusty surfboard. You want them solid and fact-supported. Stanford University backs this up. Data-driven negotiations are the ones that ride the highest waves. Before you hit that meeting, lay out your points. Picture yourself chatting them through with a pal over some beachside tacos. Make it clear, but keep it as breezy as the ocean wind. Body language and tone are like your beach playlist. They set the whole mood. The way you carry yourself can steer the whole negotiation. Channel your inner surfer, relaxed but in total command, ready to catch that next epic wave. When you're in the convo, aim for that laid-back yet assertive Cali style. You're not just there to exchange facts and figures. You're there to build a vibe, like sparking a new friendship under the sun. A friendly tone opens up the chat and shows you're all about finding a sweet spot that works for everyone. Active listening is as essential as reading the waves before you hop in. It's about really catching what the other person's throwing down and responding in a way that shows you're ready to ride other waves. Pepperdine University's got the stats. Active listening leads to a better understanding and trust building, which is like the secret sauce in any negotiation. Facing a counteroffer is like a surprise wave rushing toward you. Take a moment to gauge it. Is there a hidden ride in there? If it doesn't align with your surf path, tackle it with the smoothness of a seasoned beachgoer. A simple, "Hey, I appreciate your offer, but here's the wave I'm looking to catch," keeps the conversation cruising in a positive and constructive way. Dealing with gender biases in business negotiations, it's a bit like surfing on a day with unpredictable waves. Sure, it's challenging, but also totally something we can handle. Take a peek at a study from the University of Southern California. It tells us that as women, especially go-getters and trailblazers, we often face a different set of waves in negotiations. But here's the California twist. We see these not just as hurdles, but as ramps to catch some serious air. Getting over these biases requires the kind of prep you'd put into a big day at the beach. Arm yourself with facts and figures that are as solid as a surfboard under your feet. And here's a smooth move. Frame your negotiation points so everyone wins, kind of like making sure everyone gets a good wave to ride. Asserting your authority in negotiations doesn't mean changing your style. It's like choosing the right surfboard for the waves. Combine your natural strengths with savvy negotiation skills. You can be assertive and still be your authentic self. Customize your negotiation style like you'd choose your beach outfit. If collaboration is your strong suit, use it to build connections. UCLA research tells us this can lead to smoother negotiations, creating a vibe of trust and understanding, like a great day with friends at the beach. Let's take a cue from some of the big kahunas in the business world. Think Sarah Blakely of Spanx, who rode her idea all the way to a $1 billion business with smart negotiating, all while staying true to her style. Or Mindy Grossman of Weight Watchers, navigating high-stakes deals with a style that's both powerful and down-to-earth. These inspiring women show us that while riding the gender dynamics wave in negotiations can be a bit tricky, they're not a wipeout waiting to happen. They're just part of the surf. It's about paddling into that negotiation room, ready to ride with confidence, armed with research, and showcasing the unique strengths you bring as a fearless woman in business. In the dynamic dance of business negotiations, having the right moves is like owning the dance floor. Let's talk anchoring. It's your opening act. And according to Stanford's dance scholars, the first number you bust out sets the tone for the whole performance. You want a number that's not just a random shuffle, but a well-rehearsed showstopper. Now let's talk about your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, also known as your BATNA. Think of it as your hidden dance move, ready to steal the spotlight when needed. UC Berkeley's research reveals that a killer BATNA not only boosts your confidence, but often leaves the audience cheering for an encore. It's about having other dance routines in your repertoire if the current one isn't hitting the right notes. Dealing with the pressure of negotiations, it's like keeping your cool in the center of the dance-off. UC San Diego's rhythm experts note that stress can mess up your groove, so find your zen before you hit the dance floor. Whether it's a pre-performance meditation or grooving to your favorite tunes, ensure your mind is as sharp as a tap dancer's moves. And if the negotiation battle heats up, don't hesitate to call for an intermission. Step out and catch your breath. Maybe imagine yourself dancing under the stars. Do whatever keeps your dance spirit alive. Staying composed, focused, and ready to boogie is key, especially when negotiations turn into a dance-off with high stakes and dazzling moves. You've just gracefully navigated your way through the negotiation waters, whether it was at a trendy cafe downtown or a breezy tech-savvy office. Now, let's kick back and have a little post-negotiation chat. What parts of the negotiation felt like catching the perfect wave, and where did you encounter a wipeout or two? Okay, let's talk tactics, shall we? Was your opening move as smooth as a pro surfer's ride, or did it resemble a struggle to catch a wave on a crowded beach? And that BATNA of yours, did it give you the secret advantage like that elusive surf spot? Remember, reflecting is all about learning, growing, and getting ready for your next big splash. No need to be too hard on yourself. Feedback is like the guiding star on your business journey, sometimes gentle, other times a bit too intense, but always essential for personal growth. Seek out feedback from mentors, peers, or even your negotiation partner. Whether you have a casual chat over coffee or send out a feedback form, the insights you gain are golden. And speaking of growth, don't stop there. Attend workshops, binge on negotiation podcasts while sipping your morning coffee, or dive into books that spill the beans on the latest and greatest negotiation strategies. Keep your skills as fresh as that invigorating morning breeze. Why not spread the stoke by sharing your negotiation tales? Whether it's a jaw-dropping win, a valuable life lesson, or a hilarious blunder, your story has the potential to inspire and guide others. Consider hosting a forum on your website or setting up a casual coffee meetup to swap stories. By sharing experiences, you're nurturing a community of learners who are all about support, growth, and a touch of friendly rivalry. In the best, most inspiring way, of course. As we wrap up our adventure through the art of negotiation, let's do a quick recap of our journey. We've delved into the significance of being well-prepared, radiating confidence, and recognizing your own worth. These are the building blocks for any negotiation, much like scouting for the perfect spot on a bustling beach. We've also explored the magic of compromise, finding solutions that leave everyone feeling like they've just scored the perfect wave. And let's not forget the art of maintaining your cool under pressure, much like balancing on a surfboard in the midst of some gnarly waves. With these strategies and insights under your belt, you're now ready to tackle your next negotiation with a newfound sense of purpose and flair. Approach each challenge with a mix of preparation, adaptability, and your unique style that sets you apart in the business arena. Before you embark on your next mission, let's stay connected. Join our community, subscribe for more wisdom, share your own negotiation escapades, and let's keep the learning journey going. Your experiences might just light the way for someone else on their adventure. And don't forget to check out our podcast for deeper dives, expert interviews, and a regular dose of inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial spirit. It's like having a motivational playlist for your business journey. It's enlightening, relatable, and always in harmony with the rhythm of growth. Until our next rendezvous, negotiate with heart and wit. Remember, each step in this journey is a chance to grow, both in business and in spirit. Here's to catching the next big wave together.